This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, interestingly enough, friends, I don't know what's been going on, but over the last 3 weeks, I've been waking up with my the topic is going to be concerning my columns, which goes to over 40 outlets across the country every week, as well as radio, which we reach out to over 80 affiliates across the United States of America and into 53 countries. So it seems to be important enough to the Lord to actually convey it so we can get on top of it. And really what we want to hit today, friends, is the oppressor, confronting the oppressors. We want to confront the oppressors. And who are the oppressors? Well, we're going to start with the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. And this is what we're going to be talking about during the second, third, and fourth up-and-coming segments. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, stated, "I'm for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal." You know, and when this began to come to me, friends, I started to think to myself, wait a second, oppressors. Okay, then I began to think of Gideon. Then I began to think of Samson. Then I began to think of David and the prophets of old. And what did they do? They dealt with the oppressors. They confronted the oppressors. And also keep in mind, friends, in the book of Judges, the Lord had allowed these corrupt kings to be around the children of Israel. Israel, defined, friends, means God's fighters. So God's children. He allowed these bad guys to be around them. And the Bible says that he wanted to see if they would keep the commandments or no. In other words, he was proving his children as if they were worthy to remain in the freedom and the liberty that God has bestowed upon him, 2 Corinthians 3:17. So I thought, Lord, this is so fitting for today. Because when I began to think of the ACLU, I began to think within myself how it works for a bureaucracy that was created. We know that there's over 90 members of representatives, Congress, and Senate that are self-proclaimed communists. So in other words, friends, they are, if you're complaining about the Muslims today, you might want to take a look at those individuals that are self-proclaimed communists, because they run antithetical as to who we are. So I thought about, what is the constitutional justification or legitimacy that the ACLU has? And who do they go after? They attack Christians. They're the ones that have promulgated the lie, lines between church and state. They're the ones that are advocating the Muslims into public schools. These are the ones that have also advocated the defense of pedophiles that have committed the act of murder. And the list goes on and on and on and on. You need look no further than what the founder of the ACLU said, when he said the end of the ACLU is communism. But yet you have Americans that are running from the ACLU. But when you read the law and what the law states, and I'm not talking about, friends, that would just set as a precedent today. I'm talking about what our law says that will eradicate the precedents that they have set today. Because we're ruled by law in this country, not precedents, not court precedents. Because we all know that if it runs contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America, our forefathers established it as to be null and void. So I started to think, what is the ACLU? Where is their validity? How is it that they're getting away with what they're getting away with concerning this bureaucracy that's been created that works antithetical to who we are as a people in this country as a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4? Folks, I don't see where they have one. But they do know how to scare people that don't know the difference, huh? And it's a filial fear. But when they begin to fear God and understand what our laws say, they're going to deal with the oppressors rather than running from the oppressors. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. What I want to do is I want to jump over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want you to listen to some of the headlines again. Okay? And these headlines should awaken you as to what is going on in our country in so many different facets, especially all you Trumpites, because I want you to hear some of these headlines today. Because if you remember right, I want you to listen verbatim. This is the quote. If I win, I'm going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. Now, friends, what we're finding is just today on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Klaus Erberwein is his name. He apparently committed suicide ahead of testimony against the Clinton Foundation. But again, here we have a media blackout. Wait a second. Where does Donald Trump come into play in keeping the promises of the rule of law to prosecute the likes of Hillary Clinton? Absolutely nothing. Not a peep. Nor have we heard a thing about this suicide. Going to the next step, friends. Another suicide outside of the one I just highlighted. Another suicide in the realm of Clinton politics has occurred. Folks, we knew back in the 90s around Billy Bob Clinton that there was over 147 people that were killed around his criminal mob administration. Now we're seeing it continue on, and folks, again, go back and understand this is adding strength to tyranny when you allow the likes of Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Obama, his administration, and going on and on and on. Justice left undone is where tyrants rise. Where justice dies, tyrants rise. You're adding strength to tyranny when you leave off justice. I want you to listen again. Where you leave off justice, you're adding strength to tyranny. And I believe it was John Wayne who actually said it best. He said, when you allow crime to go left without consequence, you fall to the law of man rather than the law of God. That's exactly right. And was it not our forefathers that said, you're either going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants? You're going to be ruled by the Bible, or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. And keep in mind, this is why they are attacking the Bible, because they know that God has commanded his church to enforce the law against crime to establish justice and righteousness within the gate. Now, where are we at today, America? We are exactly where John Wayne said it would go. Now, it was said long before John Wayne, but the fact of the matter is, he was right in what he said. America, when are you going to get to the point where you deal with crime? Because for some reason or another, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and many criminals in government today feel that they have a free hand to go ahead and do what they will without consequence. And furthermore, might I lay this to your candor? How many people need to die around the Clintons, America, before you actually stand up and deal with the likes of the Clinton criminal administration? Because for me, I'm sick of it.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we're asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Perry Atkinson, President and General Manager of the Dove Radio and TV. What an honor for me to talk about Bradley Dean. His Sons of Liberty broadcast on radio is one of the top platforms in the country for spreading the truth of Christ and bringing resolve to the issues that so many of us face on a daily basis. Bradley and his team has done an excellent job honoring the price that has been paid for our freedoms, both naturally and spiritually.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, you know the routine. If not, here it is, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean Double E. Bradley Dean Double E on our Facebook, and you can jump over on Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean One Double E, Bradley Dean One Double E on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I'm going to give you the exact quote by John Wayne. He said, when you allow unlawful acts to go unpunished, you're moving towards a government of men rather than a government of God's law. Listen, when you allow unlawful acts to go unpunished, America, you're moving towards a government of men rather than a government of God's law. Let me say it one more time. John Wayne. When you allow unlawful acts to go unpunished, you're moving towards a government of men rather than a government of God's law. And of course, I mean, we can see by the headlines today on the sonsoflibertymedia.com as to the direction it's going, because the American people are allowing it to go that direction. America, don't tell me 318 million people, 318.9 million people cannot stand up and put their foot down on 1.7% of the population. Everything that's going on in your country is promulgated as a lie, and they're pushing the lie. For example, let me give you another headline from the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Military think tank, Republicans against ban on Department of Defense gender transition. Folks, I didn't hear, for those that are caught up into the paradigm between the right and the left, which does not exist. Hey, as a matter of fact, let me lay this out there for you. For all those that are caught up into the Republican versus the Democrat party, I want at any time for the next, over the next hour, what I want you to do is I want you to call me and I want you to set the record straight, because this is conservative talk. This is foolish talk and it's unconstitutional. But here it is. It's called leading by opposition. Dividing conquer is the end aim. Can any one of you who continuously talks of the two-party system show me in the United States Constitution how it is that you can justify a Democrat against a Republican, please? Pretty simple. Then I want you to read Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, and then I want you to call in 1-866-582-9933. One more time. Can any one of you who continuously talks of the two-party system, can you show me in the Constitution, the United States Constitution, how it is that you can justify a Democrat against a Republican, please? How you can justify your talk? That's all I'm asking you to do. I want you to show me in the Constitution where there's a Democratic Party that versus a Republican Party, or a independent party, or a Communist Party, or a Sharia Party. I want you to show me in the Constitution where you can justify talking about the Democrats and the Republicans. I want you to show me how that works, because I don't know. When I read it, I can't find it. 1-866-582-9933. Again, showing you there's no difference between the right and the left, America. Military think tank, Republicans against ban on DOD, Department of Defense, gender transition funds, lets down the troop. They're not stopping it, friends. They're advocating it. I thought the Republicans were supposed to be the good guy. Of course, this is abominable. God calls it an abomination. In America, if you want to see happen in your country what's going on over in Europe, keep going the same direction with your bad self, because it ain't going to work out at the end. You cannot advocate what God condemns and prosper. You cannot advocate what God condemns. I don't care who you are. Show me a nation that has prospered in such a fashion that has advocated what God condemns. That's another reason for you to call 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to go over to some more headlines concerning what's going on in your country. The first segment, we talked about another suicide around the Clintons that was exposing the Clinton criminal administration. And then we had another individual supposedly commit suicide just ahead of testimony against the Clinton Foundation. And I also propose to all you Trumpites, why is it that Donald Trump has done absolutely nothing concerning the likes of those criminals that are around about him? Now, it's interesting to note that what he said on the campaign trail is exactly the opposite of what he did once he became the president. No surprise here. The American people are caught up into the game, and that is the very definition of doing the same thing over and over again. Over and over and over and over and over again, and ending up with the same results. That's the definition of insanity, America. Furthermore, let's go over to a couple more things that are happening in America. This is 6 years in the blowing of the trumpet on my behalf. I told you, I warned you, and here we are again. Systematically, methodically, friends, the Muslims are right in line, in perfect step, on the heels of the homosexuals. We have another Muslim fakes hate. Muslima, lied about hijab attack and race hate attack. Just like the homosexuals, we spent shows and shows and shows exposing, friends, how they have to put themselves in the victim position concerning the sodomites. Now the Muslims are doing it. More Muslim faked Islamophobia crime. It's a cottage industry, said Pamela Geller. What is the downside for Muslims falsifying hate crimes? There isn't any. They are lauded and heralded by the world as a poor, grief-stricken martyrs. They raise hundreds of thousands of dollars in fraudulent Kickstarter campaigns. They smear good and decent infidels. And when the jig is up, she said, they say, never mind. But lately, the fake hate scam has been taken on a horrible new twist. Muslim attack and harass and then cry Islamophobia, exactly as to what the homosexuals have been doing since the American people have given them a pass, because after all, they can't help themselves. Can they help themselves when they violate law, America? For all those that have given the homosexuals a pass, can they help themselves when they commit a crime? I mean, I've used the analogy before, and I'll give you another one. When they're driving down the highway and the posted law is 55 miles an hour and they're going 70, do they blame their foot when they get pulled over by a cop? Do they rip the ticket up and throw it at his feet and say, "Who are you to judge me?" How's that going to fare? The stupidity and the ignorance of the American people and what they have tolerated them. Hey, folks, you make the bed, you get to sleep in it, and it's the bed that you're allowing to be made. But friends, we're seeing the exact same thing with the Muslims. They're copying the homosexuals systematically. Another Muslim fake hate. Muslima lied about hijab attack and race hate attack. I also, hopefully, if I get enough time at the end of the show, I want to play some audio for you, because it doesn't seem that things are going so good for the Muslims over the weekend concerning what's taking place in Michigan. Hopefully, if I get enough time, I can kind of open that up for you and give you some good news by the end of the hour. As a matter of fact, I'll do my best to do just that. I also wanted to let you know, too, we're seeing on sonsoflibertymedia.com, the West adopts Sharia blasphemy laws. Hey, folks, you want to find out who means to control you? Find out who you can't speak out against. But to the Christians, to the patriots, to the constitutionalists, to the conservatives, to all of you that are actually Americans, hey, you need to understand that you can't speak out against them, because after all, it's them, history shows us, that want to rule over us. And which goes line upon line, precept upon precept, right into our next conversation. See, this just didn't happen overnight, friends. This has been going on for a long time incrementally. You ever heard that saying, you give them an inch, they take you a mile? Yep. You know, a lot of these atheists, a lot of these communist groups, a lot of these homosexual groups, a lot of these Muslims at the end of the day are going to realize that when you war against heaven, it's a war that you will not win. Napoleon Dynamite, no, I'm sorry, Napoleon Dynamite, why am I thinking of him? Forgive me. Where did that come from, Sam Bad Coffee? Oh, my goodness. Napoleon Bonaparte said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. You know, a lot of these groups that are thinking that they're getting their way, they have no idea what they're bargaining for, do they? No, they really don't. And I've shared with you, and I'm going to share with you all the more, ACLU and how they're shameful hypocrites. Look at how far they have pushed the American people out of their own Christian heritage. Look at how far the American people have allowed the likes of none other than the ACLU and other groups have pushed them out of their Christian heritage. By the way, at the end of the day, to their own shame, to their own demise. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, America. Look to history. We're going to get back to this right when we come back. Shameful hypocrites, the ACLU. And I'm going to show you, America, that these are the groups that are making way for the enemies that will destroy even themselves at the end of the day. If the ACLU and these communist organizations would look to their own leaders like Vladimir Lenin, Joseph Stalin, Leon Trotsky, and the such, they would find out that they're useful idiots and they're taken out before anybody else is.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be exposing the ACLU as those of the oppressors. America, you need to stand up and deal with your oppressors. If you go to Judges 3, it says, now these are the nations which the Lord left. Now speaking of them, concerning his children, the children of Israel, the Bible says to prove Israel. To prove Israel by them, even as many as Israel had not known all the wars of Canaan. It reminds me when the children of Israel were brought out of the land of Egypt. And first of all, they were bought by the Paschal Lamb, the blood of the Paschal Lamb. And it was a sign of symbolically of Christ on the cross coming up in 4,000 years. Now, in saying that, friends, keep in mind, after they were released through the blood, the first thing the Lord did was chain them to the Ten Commandments. But in process, it tells us that they could have went where to taken 11 days, but it took them 40 years. And why did the Lord do that? Because lest they see war, they will turn back. Lest they see war, they will turn back. Well, it's interesting that the Lord teaches you in the war. He raises you up in the war. Maybe that's why Paul called us fellow soldiers, and we are fellow soldiers of the cross, might I add. And I know that that's contrary to much of what you see today. You see a lot of effeminate pansies. Well, that's a lack of Christianity. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. When his disciples asked him, who do men say that I am? He said to his disciples, who do men say that I am? Many said that, well, he was one of the old prophets. Jeremiah, they identified him as Elijah. They identified him as John the Baptist in the New Testament. And it's interesting, friends, I didn't see anywhere in that equation, outside of the fact that we call him the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the captain of our salvation for a reason. And the Bible tells us that he's a man of war. And when we look in Ephesians 6, we can see that it's a spiritual warfare. And we are to use our sword, Hebrews 4:12, forgive me. And we also understand, so our critics, who are fools for their pains, don't take me out of context, not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. There is a reason that there is characteristics of a Christ that we need to bring back in who he is, because we know that he sits at the right hand of the Father, and we know that he's exalted forevermore, but he's looking to his church now to keep his commandments, that he might be exalted over and over and over again. But we need to understand who he is. And we know who he is. He is a man of war. And so in saying that, friends, when we look at this again in Judges 3, it says, now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them. God was proving his people, even as many of Israel had not known all the wars of Canaan. Only that generation of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof. And then he began to name the bad guys, the oppressors, namely the five lords of the Philistines, the Canaanites, the Sidonians, and the Hivites that dwelt in Mount Lebanon, from Mount Baal Hermon unto the entering of Hamath. And then this is what we're looking to hear. And they were to prove Israel by them, to know whether they would listen carefully unto the commandments of the Lord or not, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses, which has never been abrogated. Read Matthew 5. Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying? They'd be saying, kick the hell out of the oppressors and get to heaven in. Amen. Well, let's do that. Speaking of the ACLU, Roger Baldwin, one of the oppressors in America big time, the founder of the ACLU stated, I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. Listen carefully, folks. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. America, communism is the goal of the likes of the ACLU. Can anybody tell me how they have legal standing in the United States of America? We're talking about confronting our oppressors. I mean, folks, here, let me give you an example. We had the ACLU fighting against the Giles County, Virginia School Board, which wants to allow a private individual at the request of the community to use his own funds to give the area schools copies of America's founding documents, including the Ten Commandments and Thomas Jefferson's letter to Danbury Baptist about separation of church and state, which Thomas did not say. America, why would the ACLU go after a private donor that wanted to educate American kids about founding documents, the Ten Commandments, and the lie concerning separation of church and state? Because they were afraid that you might catch on to the fact that they are nothing but a paid bureaucracy to oppress the American people. And what they don't realize is they are the ones that are digging the hole, and surely not only will the American people that believe these oppressors fall into that pit, but the ACLU and all their little minions are going to fall into the same hole. Look to history. See, folks, the ACLU has proven themselves time and time again to be an anti-American organization. Listen to what I said. Dedicated to uprooting the Constitution and America's Judeo-Christian values. Folks, they are actually advocating and supporting those that mean to destroy your country. And it's not just the communists, it's the infidels as well. It's the sodomites as well. You name it. If it's ungodly, they're behind it. When it comes to law, friends, I ask, and I lay to your candor, where does the likes of the ACLU have a legal standing? I don't care what corrupt judges say. I don't care what those that take a bribe or take a bribe under the table. I don't care what they have to say. I'm asking you constitutionally, because there's so many crimes that they have committed against the people as oppressors because the oppressed didn't know the difference. Where do they have a legal standing? I want somebody to tell me, because I can't find it. See, the Constitution of the United States of America is, first of all, it's a stumbling block for the likes of the ACLU. As a matter of fact, to prove my point, the organization was even caught red-handed omitting part of the First Amendment of the Constitution. On their website, they have the following version of the First Amendment, which is in part, friends, the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law. This is the ACLU's version. And let me say, the ACLU's perversion of what the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights has to say. Listen carefully. Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. They omitted the rest, America. Abridging the freedom of speech or the press or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. This is the ACLU's perversion of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. America, that's not what it says. But this is what they've been teaching you. This is what they have through fear subjecting the people to submit to. And it's happening on a daily basis in this country. Because again, the American people don't know the difference. Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. Abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Hey, folks, why did God raise up his children? Because he wanted to prove them. He let the oppressors stay for a moment. The Philistines, the Canaanites, the Sidonians, the Hivites, and the others that were a part of God using to prove his children. And what did the Lord say? He said, and they were there to prove Israel. Those bad kings, those oppressors were stayed in place to prove the children of Israel to know whether they would listen unto the commandments of the Lord, which he commanded their fathers by the hand of Moses. See, folks, this is why they're so adamant. Listen, the ACLU in so many different fronts is no more than a criminal that hates cops because they hate the law and they want to overthrow the law. And see, they don't realize when they tear down the law, that subjects them to all forms of tyranny too. They just haven't thought this through yet. And see, what they like to do is they like to beat up on the little kid in a public school that wants to pray or bring his Bible into school. By the way, he's never lost the right. You tell your kids to bring the Bible to the school. You tell your kids to hand out tracts. You tell your kids to pray in public schools because they've never, ever lost the right. Never have lost the right. They've been talked out of their right through fear, fear of man. And that's why I like to bring in what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. Either you're going to fear the face of God, and if you do, you're not going to fear the face of man. But when you fear the face of man, you're not going to fear the face of God. And what's sad about it is how many high schools I've done in this country where we've seen five churches around high schools. And those supposed church leaders love their kids so much that they subject them every week and every day, 5 days a week, to be subjected to everything that runs counter to the church and who we are as a people because the church doesn't know its authority in Christ. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Here's the First Amendment, and this is what it actually states. Showing you the straight stick to show you the deviation, namely the ACLU and the likes thereof, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. Guess what the ACLU took out? Respecting an establishment of religion. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. So folks, you gotta ask this, you gotta ask yourself the question, who are these people working for? They're at war with God. They're at war with God. They're at war with your system of government, which liberates the people when you obey it. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And for some reason or another, the ACLU was fighting against a Giles County, Virginia school board, which wanted to allow a private individual, at the request of the community, to use his own funds to give the area school copies of America's founding documents. Well, there you have it. That's why they attacked them. And they knew all the well the American people in many cases will stand down. So they wanted to attack before you actually opened up those documents that exposed these little devils for who they are. They're oppressors. Deal with your oppressors, America. Deal with your oppressors. God's only proving you, church. Now, while those leading the ACLU were forced to correct themselves on their site, isn't that interesting? That's all they had to do is correct it. You know, there was no charges filed by what you would call the right today. No, a little slap on the hand. Hey, folks, listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. We're talking about confronting the oppressors. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. And look at this, America. That's all they had to do is correct themselves on their site. They knew all the well what they were doing. It was a perversion of the Bill of Rights, namely the First Amendment. And yet again, what the right requested, the good people in this country requested, was just correct it, please.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Floyd Brown from the Western Center for Journalism. I love Bradley D. I'll tell you what, here's a man with passion that is going out and providing important messages to young people, and I really salute him for what he's doing. That's why here at WesternJournalism.com, we run Bradley Dean's op-eds every single week. If you want to read Bradley Dean at WesternJournalism.com, come on over, and I really enjoy the radio program, too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just highlighting some of the things that are going on with the oppressors in the United States. And there's many more of these groups that are here, friends, in so many different ways, unconstitutionally. And I'm laying to your candor to ask the question to yourself, friends, how is it that they're oppressing the American people when they don't have any lawful standing? And if they do, I would like for you to show me constitutionally as to how they have legal standing when it comes to the fact that they're attacking everybody and anybody that doesn't agree with them. Furthermore, getting caught in it time and time again. So where is it that they have a constitutional standing, America? I just need to know that, because I, again, cannot find it. They're self-proclaimed communists. We know this. We see the perversion of the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, where they omitted in part what they wanted omitted. When they were caught, that's all they were required to do was correct themselves. But how many lawsuits, frivolous lawsuits, have they brought down on people that are simply there living out their First Amendment rights? in the American people because they don't know any different. They fail to deal with their oppressors. I want to tell you something. You have the law standing on your side. Now, remember the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, friends. It's Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Keep in mind, religion in law to our forefathers, friends, was under the umbrella of the Christian faith. Okay, the Baptists, the Catholics, the Lutherans, so on and so forth. For some reason or another, the ACLU got away with the fact that they only had to correct themselves. Folks, they got away with Congress shall make no law, dot, dot, dot. They omitted respecting an establishment of religion. And this is exactly how they have been operating in this country for a lot of years. I mean, just think about that, friends. That's all they had to do was correct themselves on their site. Their actions certainly exemplify the omission. They've waged a war hypocritically against Christianity and the Constitution, while they approve of and even defend radical anti-American policies. And they've been doing this for a long time in this country. They don't have the law on their side. So, America, if a law abider becomes now a rebel because he stands for the truth, maybe we want to get that vernacular set straight. Who's rebelling against the law? Who is the one committing the crime against our law? The ACLU is. And I've seen them, seen folks them do this over and over and over again. I mean, America, you know they've targeted Christian organizations or individuals while allowing and even applauding the rights of Muslims to practice their faith. You heard me right. In public schools and using government money to do so. How is it that they now have access to our tax dollars? I mean, now we see the Planned Parenthood's taking them. Now we're seeing the Muslims doing the same thing through the likes of Paul Ryan and those that you would call the good guy in government. How come they're all just going along to get along, America? Because you have a lot of Judases in place that are going to hell. They've sold their soul and they want to take you with them. See, and when we look at the people in this country that profess to be Christians, 78% of you, you'd think you'd have enough common sense to simply listen to what the Lord said when he said, keep my commandments. And you will live long upon the land. It's called longevity for you and your children. But if you fail to do so, you're going to be destroyed quickly. Read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Read the Decalogue and then take it to the Constitution and you will see who's in charge. But we have to prove him. And that's why we were talking about Judges 3 as well. I mean, just think about this. The likes of the ACLU, the shameful hypocrites, targeting Christians but giving way to those that mean to destroy their country. And the American people, not knowing the difference, have found that the ACLU is a communist organization. Let me end with this. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, the founder of this oppressive group, stated, I am for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for the abolishing the state itself. I seek the social ownership of property, the abolition of the proprietary class, and the sole control of those who produce the wealth. Communism is the goal. How come it is that those in government have not put their foot down to lay the axe to the root of the tree and uproot it, friends, from the United States of America? Especially all the while knowing who they are and what it is that they mean to do to this country. And as I said during the second segment, friends, 90 of your representatives are self-proclaimed communists. See, and what they didn't bargain for, friends, is the fact that their enemies are now on the heels of those that they see, folks. What they don't realize is they're a blessed people. And see, what they're doing is they're making way for enemies that will destroy them just as much as anybody else. And see, if those in the ACLU would realize what they're doing, they would realize that they're simply being used as useful idiots. And if you keep in mind, as I was trying to share with you earlier, when you look at the history of the communists, what they always did is they always used useful idiots to upend and to betray the people of prospective countries. But when the hammer would come or the foot would fall, what they didn't realize is they were going to be the first ones that were going to be assassinated. Just think about that. Sam, I just sent you that video I wanted to play for the people via Facebook. If you could play that, at least queue it up, that would be great. I think it would be good news. It'd be a little grace for the people to hear that there are people that are actually standing up. And folks, so switching gears, this is in Michigan. I promised that we would hopefully get to it before the end of the show. Michigan just took their state back from Muslims and made most of them felons overnight. Now, I don't know. The audio is actually 5 minutes and 27 seconds, and it's interesting. Can we go ahead and roll with it, or is it loading right now? It's loading right now. So, folks, if I don't get this today, I'm going to definitely get to it tomorrow. But, again, Michigan just took their state back from Muslims and made most of them felons overnight. I want you to hear as to what's going on, because we know that a couple Muslims were actually bringing forth female mutilation, and they made it now a felony in the United States of America. Two of the doctors, as they would call themselves, have been arrested. Oh, we can go ahead and play this. Folks, it is a computer translation. I'm going to get as much as I can. This is breaking news 365. I want you to listen carefully again, and here's your good news for the day.
He will be again. Just took their state back from Muslims and made most of them felons overnight. The state of Michigan is quickly turning into a Sharia swamp, thanks to the reckless immigration policies of Obama over the past 8 years. Places like Dearborn, that was once an all-American town, has now earned the nickname Little Baghdad, where markets, businesses, mosques, and Islamic schools surround residents, as the place has been transformed into a third world country. In the wake of disturbing reports of a Muslim now being positioned to take over as governor, lawmakers are quickly realizing they have to take drastic measures before their state is completely overtaken by Muslims. In an unprecedented move, Michigan has just passed a law that will instantly make most Muslims instant felons overnight, sending a clear message that Sharia law will no longer be tolerated in their state. Michigan has been on everyone's Sharia radar lately after the huge scandal emerged recently about the two Michigan doctors who were caught forcing female children to undergo genital mutilation. Dr. Fakhruddin Adder, 53, and his wife, Farida Adder, 50, were arrested several weeks ago at their medical office in Livonia, Michigan, where they were charged with 3 federal criminal counts, including conspiracy, female genital mutilation, and aiding and abetting. But unfortunately for the Muslim couple and the entire Muslim population of Michigan, things have gone from bad to worse after what lawmakers just passed overnight. After realizing that only jailing 2 Muslims for their crimes would do little to stop the rampant cases of little girls being mutilated in order to comply with Sharia law, as it's common that Muslims will just perform this procedure on their own children, Michigan has just passed a law that will send any Muslim to prison for 15 years who is found guilty of taking part in the procedure, to include parents. Pamela Geller has more. The law was written and passed in the wake of a widely reported and horrific discovery of the procedure being conducted on 2 girls from Minnesota and 4 from Michigan, allegedly by a doctor in Detroit. The federal government investigating the incident said the FGM was pushed in these instances by an India-based Muslim sect called Dawood-e Bakhra. Governor Rick Snyder, who will be running against Muslim Abdullah Al-Sayed in the 2018 governor race, is frantic to take back control of his state that is being completely overrun by these Sharia-supporting Muslim terrorists. Those who commit these horrendous crimes should be held accountable for their actions, and these bills stiffen the penalties for offenders while providing additional support to victims, Governor Rick Snyder said in a statement. This legislation is an important step toward eliminating this despicable practice in Michigan while empowering victims to find healing and justice. Fox News went on. The practice, also known as female circumcision or cutting, is a federal crime punishable by 5 years in prison.
Now, folks, what I'll do is I'll pick it up tomorrow, but isn't it interesting? We don't see this on the front page of the paper. Nope. They want you to be little. They want you to be small. They want to belittle you. That's why they don't give it headline news, friends. But keep in mind, this is what happens when you deal with your oppressors. God responds.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.